Chapter 3. Is there life in space? In the past, some people saw UFOs, unidentified flying objects, in the sky. Were these UFOs spaceships from other planets? Were there aliens on these spaceships? You can read stories and see photos of these UFOs in the news. But are the stories true? What did the people really see? Is there life on other planets? We do not know. Maybe we first have to ask, why is there life on Earth? There are seas and rivers everywhere on Earth. Maybe life on Earth began in the sea, because living things need water. Now astronomers are looking for other planets with lots of water. The Earth's atmosphere has the right air, and living things need this air. The Earth also has lots of rocks. Astronomers are looking for other planets with lots of rocks. Maybe there are signs of life in the rocks. They are looking for planets with the right atmosphere too. Water on Earth. Astronomers are also looking for planets with the same weather as Earth. Things cannot live on Venus because it is too hot. It is too near the sun. Maybe things cannot live on Mars, because it is too cold. It is far from the sun. The Earth has spring, summer, autumn, and winter. The atmosphere on Earth changes in summer and winter. More things grow in hot summers than in cold winters. Astronomers are studying the atmosphere on some extrasolar planets with a special new telescope. They want to find planets with the same atmosphere as the Earth. Maybe things can live and grow there too. Astronomers are also listening for radio signals from other planets. In the 1960s, an American astronomer called Francis Drake started listening for them with a radio telescope. He heard some radio signals, but they came from planes in the sky. In the 1970s, NASA started listening for radio signals too. But they did not hear any radio signals from aliens. In the 1990s, NASA stopped listening to the signals. But now, many other astronomers are listening for radio signals, and better computers can help the astronomers. Venus, an extrasolar planet. Radio signals. A radio telescope. Astronomers found lots of possible new extrasolar planets in other solar systems. They are using the Kepler telescope for this. Kepler looks at groups of stars in space. It watches them for lots of years. Sometimes a thing moves across a star. And then that star is not as bright. But are these things planets? Astronomers do not always know. Light signals. The Kepler telescope.